Hello and welcome back to Regina Soaring Audio Series. Thank you so much for listening to my podcast this morning. I have a special message. Pray. So if you haven't listened to part one, then you have no business right now listening to part two, because this is a continuation of part one. So quickly go listen to part one, which is a very, very short, podcast topic. So go check that out and then come back and listen to this. You can contact me at swearingregina@gmail.com. To pray or pray. Now, if you listen to podcast one, I was explaining how you don't need a group of people to pray for you. Or, unless they are on one accord, of the same mind, on the same page. Everybody's got their mind, you know, on the Lord, on Jesus. And when you're praying, you know, God can move. But in podcast one, part one, to pray or pray, I spoke of how it's not a good idea to get on Facebook and tell people, please be praying. You got all, people got, some of them got hundreds of friends. Some of them got over 1,000 friends. And if you tell all these people to be praying, all these people are not praying. My sister Laura used to have a walking group. And before she was diagnosed with cancer, Laura had so many people in that group, and she would always talk about eating healthy and walking and things of like that, and certain things like that. And when she was diagnosed with cancer, poor thing, she was just so, she didn't know what to do. She was just scared. So she, and I was a member of that group, her walking group. I think they had close to, a couple of thousand people were in that group. And when she was diagnosed with cancer, Laura, she posted in the group, please be praying for me. You know, I was diagnosed with cancer, da 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 da. And when I saw that post, I call her immediately. I said, please take that down. I said, because all of those people in that group, you can probably pick out other people that was a part of her walking group. I say, you can probably pick out 2 or 3 or 4. Maybe that's really, truly praying. I mean, honestly, out of the couple of thousands that was a part of her group, I asked her to take it down. I asked her and I explained to her the same thing I'm explaining to you right now. That it doesn't matter about the numbers. The numbers are okay if everybody's on one accord and got the same mind and are praying for the same thing. And then therefore you can of course reach God and touch God. But the Bible tells you, and for all of those who say I don't come from the Bible, I do, guys. I got the word in me. So where 2 or 3 agree. You don't take a gang of people to pray. Not a gang of people. A gang of people is a whole lot of people. All of your Facebook friends. I am live right now, so if you hear noises, it's okay. I'm not troubled by that. But you don't need a gang of people praying. You just don't do it. Unless everybody is on the same page. If you got a whole church of people and the whole church and they're fasting and they're praying and everybody's on the same page, yeah, then of course. But if you got a whole lot of people, just it doesn't matter about those numbers. Those numbers could be the problem. You only take a few people. But sometimes I think, you know what I think, when a lot of people post their business out there like that, asking for everybody to pray, I think they just kind of want the sympathy themselves, because that's what I think. I think they need that love and that sympathy themselves. They need that, I guess. But that's not always good to have all of those people, all of your Facebook friends, all of your Instagram friends, all of your ex-Twitter friends. It's not always good to have all those people praying. You don't need all those people to be praying. Again, unless they're all of the same mind and on one accord, and I'm almost sure you're not going to have hundreds of people like that, thousands of people on the same mind. Almost sure of it. A lot of times people say, I'm praying for you. And they've said it so many times. You see people say they're praying for you. They're praying as long as they finish that sentence of writing, I'm praying for you. And that's it. They probably get off that line or get off of whatever and go about their business, eat dinner, watch TV, do whatever. They ain't thinking about you. They probably thinking about you, how you sick you are and how you're feeling. And like, oh boy, that is so bad about her. But they're not thinking of the fact that they're praying for you. But there's a few out there that are. That's why you get those prayer warriors. The ones you know who can get a prayer through. The ones you know who are actually praying. The ones you know who means business about this. Because it's more than just a byword. I'm praying for you. It's more than that. And a lot of people look at it as just nothing but that. They think just because they say, I'm praying for you, that that's it. Oh, please, please have mercy on sister such and such. Oh, my goodness, have mercy. That's so bad. How far would that prayer go, I wonder? So you just choose and be particular about the people you choose or you pick to pray with you. You don't need a gang of people. I totally disagree with that. I don't care who agree with me right now or who don't agree with me. I disagree with people having a whole gang of people praying. When you're sick, when you got something special you want to pray about, I don't care what it is. You choose people, a few people. You don't take a whole lot. Just a few. And make sure you choose particular people whom you know are praying and can get a prayer through. And again, I say sometimes when I see people post these things, I'm thinking, well, they want the sympathy themselves. They want the sympathy sometimes. I think in my sister Laura case, she was just so scared and so worried. Cancer is a scary word. It's a scary thing. It's a death sentence. So I think she was basically just scared. And she just posted not thinking. Because she went from posting about walking and about health and all those things to asking people to pray for her because she had cancer. So be particular when you ask people to pray for you and with you. Because everybody doesn't have your best interests at heart. Not everybody. Not even some church people don't. They like to talk about your situation, but a lot of times they don't have your best interests at heart. They want to be nosy, some people. And just like my podcast, see there. What I tell you, you know, people don't really all the time have your best interest at heart. So you have to be particular who know your business, who you share your business with, and who you ask to pray with you and for you. Oh God, so many messages coming through. But I just wanted to say that, guys. Hope all of you take away something from this podcast today. The words are directly from the Lord. I get my messages from the Lord. And although they are not always scripture written, I got the word in my soul. So just remember that. I'm Regina Swern. Thank you so much for joining me. You can contact me at swernregina@gmail.com. Please share the podcasts with your friends. If you're too afraid to share them, then please download it. It really helped my platform a whole lot. Thank you.